Margaret Britton Vaughn is coming to town February 12th to speak at a Chattanooga Writers Guild event. Vaughn will be at the downtown public library. The event is going to be free and open to the public. Vaughn's poetry is very different from the old verses you might have studied in high school or college. She writes in a modern, plain-spoken style that sounds kind of like country music lyrics. In fact, she says when she was growing up, the Grand Ole Opry was a pretty big influence on her.
When I was little, I would just make my way over to the knob on the old Philco radio and listen to country music and the Grand Ole Opry. And I heard all these wonderful metaphors and similes in these songs of the old country songs. And, of course, I didn't know what a metaphor or simile was, but I recognized what they were doing and how they could turn a phrase. I thought, how wonderful. I listened all of my life to that, still do, and I got my voice from country music.
Vaughn says you can hear music in practically everything she does, and that style has served her pretty well. In addition to becoming the Volunteer State's official poet laureate, she's published 18 books starting back in 1975. She's also written songs, and she's traveled around the country teaching, giving readings, helping other writers, and meeting other poets.
I had lunch last November in Maya Angelou's home there in North Carolina, and she wrote me back about how my poetry was music to the ear, and other people have noticed that. So I just like to be able to turn that phrase. I still write the language that people understand.
What exactly does a poet laureate do? What are your official duties as our poet laureate here in Tennessee?
The poet laureate has no official duties.
Okay.
I did the official bicentennial poem. I did the official quarter poem. You know, the when Don Sundquist was there, he called on me a lot to do things. But because those events were going on under his jurisdiction. But there's no real duty. They just want you to promote poetry in Tennessee and help everybody you can. And, you know, you won't believe how many people come to my home and say, can you help me? And I've helped them get published. I have published a lot of them.
And your first book was published by the Tennessean. That seems a little bit unusual. Why would a newspaper publish a book of poetry?
Well, they have done a few books through the years. It was the 50th or 75th, I think it was the 50th anniversary of the Grand Ole Opry. And I wrote it for the Grand Ole Opry. And Minnie Pearl sent it to them and said, look at this. And so they called me, and they said, we want to see you. So I go to them. This is before Gaylord. This is when it was owned still by WSM. And they said, we would love to put this book out in October for our 50th anniversary. And I said, great. Well, I get back to the paper, and someone had given it to John Siegenthaler, who was the publisher. And so he said, we would like to do this as promotion for the Tennessean. And I said, oh, my. So I called the Opry, and I said, look, John Siegenthaler wants to put it out right now. You want to do it in October. What should I do? I mean, you were the first to accept it. And they said, Maggie, let the Tennessean put it out, because we may come up in October and say, oh, gosh, now we don't have the money or something. They said, let the Tennessean put it out, and we will buy a bunch of them from you. And they did.
The Tennessee government resolution that actually designated you poet laureate, in the resolution it says you are the leading writer of poetry that appeals to all Tennesseans. Why do you think your poetry does have a broad appeal instead of appealing just to academics, just to scholars?
Because I do not write for academics. I write for the people, poet of the people. I can write an academic poem, academics who write for academics sell a few books. If you want to make a living at this, you've got to write for the audience out there, the people who buy books of poetry. I'll go to a place, let's say they send me to, or someone asks me to come in from another state, or I go to another state, or I go to something in Tennessee, like a Chamber of Commerce
banquet,
and someone will come up to me and they say, oh, no, not a poet, nothing against poetry, but, oh, my God, we don't want to hear one. When I finished the program that night, they come up to me and say, oh, gosh, please come back. You know, for the first time in my life, I love poetry. Because, you see, they're just so used to reading things that they don't understand or hearing people speak things that they don't understand. And they want to hear that voice that they grew up with about their town, where they lived, or what they did. And a lot of my first books were about that.
Here's an excerpt of her poem, Who We Are. This is Tennessee's official bicentennial poem from 1996. Mary Helen Miller reads an excerpt.
The fertile soil of Tennessee grew more than corn, tobacco, and cotton. It grew a crop of people who are trailblazers, child raisers, flag wavers, soul savers. Like the roots of the tulip poplar, our feet are planted deeply into good living, neighbor giving, God fearing. Like the iris, buttercup, and wild daisies, our towns have sprung up in valleys, basins, mountains, plains, and plateaus that house cabins, mansions, and hillside chateaus. We're the one-room schoolhouse in the hollow. We're the university grad and the front porch scholar. We're Davy Crockett at the Alamo, Sergeant York, World War I hero. We're Cordell Hull, who served Roosevelt. We're Chief Sequoia in his Cherokee alphabet. We're W.C. Handy in the Memphis Blues. We're Ida B. Wells in Civil Rights News. And Grand Ole Opry with old wooden pews.
Vaughn has also written song lyrics that were recorded by Conway Twitty, Ernest Tubb, and Loretta Lynn.
Nothing left to live for. What's there to do but die?
I know your story, honey.
How did you get these so well-known country music stars to sing your songs?
Well, when I was in Nashville, I signed with the publishing company of the Wilburn Brothers. I met Loretta Lynn the first day she arrived. Into Nashville.
Wow.
The Wilburn Brothers were going to manage her and get her recording contract. And they said, "She, Maggie, what you write and what Loretta writes, we got to get you together." And so I started writing some with Loretta. And I continue today to write for Loretta. Matter of fact, I saw her in November and down in Biloxi. I was down there promoting a book that I was writing. And got with her and still do. As a matter of fact, a song that we wrote together was nominated for a Grammy a few years ago. And I Miss Being Mrs. Tonight, it's called.
I lie here all alone in my bed of memories. I'm dreaming of your sweet kiss. Oh, how you loved on me. I can almost feel you with me here in this blue moonlight. Oh, I miss being Mrs. Tonight.
And but she accidentally left my name off. What I would do would give her a song lyric. She always put the melody. And so a lot of times I wouldn't put my name on there because it was so close. I just said, here, take this. And she had it for several years and then dug it out and thought, well, I don't know where this one came from. But when I called her, I said, right, I wrote that song with you. And she said, oh, my God, Maggie, I forgot all about it, you know. And so she got my name back on it.
You'll be here in Chattanooga on February 12th, coming to the library, talking to the Writers Guild. What do you plan to talk about?
Well, I think what they've mentioned is me just talk about kind of what I'm talking to you about, writing. And they want me to read some of my poetry and talk about how I started and what I've done and any question that they may have. I'm sure there'll be some writers in the audience, and I'll be glad to give them advice. And I help a lot of people write. I mean, they come to hear with me with an idea, and I say, well, look, they'll say, oh, I've written this, I'm going to write this book. And they'll tell me about what it's about, and then they'll mention something else, and I'll say, well, wait a minute, there's your story, there's something else. Because what you're telling me has been written a million times. There's something else that you just mentioned, that's what your story is. So you kind of help them sort it all out. So I'm looking forward to it. I just hope we have good weather where I can get over Mount Eagle.
Oh, yeah.
Mount Eagle is, gets kind of bad with the bad weather, but I'm planning on getting there come hell or high water.
I'm glad to hear that.
Margaret Britton Vaughn, she prefers to be called Maggie Vaughn, will speak at the Chattanooga Writers Guild on February 12th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Downtown Public Library in Chattanooga. The meeting is free and open to the public. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.